Here's Check on Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Parents, students, and coaches from Housatonic Valley Regional High School disagree with the idea of the Region 1 Board of Education to eliminate the MCW United football team. A standing room crowd attended the meeting to plead for retaining the sport, in which Housatonic Valley Regional High School has a co-op team with Oliver Wolcott Technical High School in Torrington and Wamogo Regional High School in Litchfield. Board members made no decision on the future of football or girls' field hockey, which also was discussed. They expect to study it during the next budget session. The appropriation for football is $22,237, which includes the cost of coaches' salaries, equipment reconditioning, official and transportation. In the 2009 season, if you remember, 33 students from Housatonic were on the same team when Wamogo came on board. As the numbers decreased, Wolcott Tech joined the co-op in 2016. Meanwhile, from the Berkshire Eagle, this report out of Great Barrington: airborne levels of toxic chemicals have decreased in some basement areas of the town post office, according to a company in charge of monitoring the space, but in other areas, levels remain above the state standard for what people should be exposed to regularly. The U.S. Postal Service continues troubleshooting problems stemming from contamination at the former dry cleaners next door to its Main Street office, and it has contracted with AECOM Technology Services to test air throughout the building. While results from samples taken in late February are not available, results from the last March and October show improvement in some areas. A February 12th letter from scientists to officials at the State Department of Environmental Protection also says that the October 2019 tests show there's no immediate hazard from cancer-causing chemicals on the main floor or the basement rooms, but workers should limit their time in the basement fuel room, according to the company, and the Postal Service has placed a notice at the basement entry. It also says that women who are pregnant or of childbearing age are not permitted. The company has been monitoring the contamination left behind after the neighboring Reed Cleaners closed in 2006 after 54 years in operation. Out of Hartford, the question of who'll get a piece of legalized sports betting remains a big holdup. In Connecticut, nearly 2 years after a federal wagering ban was overturned, the Mohican Tribe and the Mashantucket Pequot Tribal Nation contend existing agreements with the state's government grant the two casino-owning Native American tribes exclusive rights to sports wagering. Tribal officials warn state lawmakers that any other arrangement will cost the state its share of slot machine revenue from Foxwoods Resort Casino and the Mohegan Sun. Those payments totaled $255.2 million in the last fiscal year, far more than the estimated $30 to $40 million take from sports betting that's anticipated. At Noble Horizons, you can learn to protect your assets. Noble Horizons and Salisbury Bank hosting a complimentary dinner and presentation with Connecticut Partnership for Long-Term Care, 5:30, where participants will learn to protect their life savings. More information or reservations at 860-435-98. Sharon Park and Recreation has their regular meeting at 6 p.m. at Town Hall. The Planning Board meeting for Ankrum will be at Town Hall at 7 p.m. At 7 p.m. in Salisbury, they'll receive initial budgets for the Board of Ed and Board of Selectmen. The town of Ankrum seeking applications from qualified individuals to serve as the town's part-time animal control or dog control officer. You need to apply no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, March 6th at Town Hall. On Friday, the Chancellor Livingston Chapter NSDAR monthly meeting at the Rhinebeck Reformed Church will be held with Belle Jeffway and Melody Moore of Dutchess County Historical Society presenting I Served Voices of Dutchess County Veterans. That's at 1 o'clock. The Mad Gardeners Symposium will happen on Saturday at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Registration at 8:30, program from 9 until 3 with lunch included. You need to register online to save paper at bit.ly/MG2020Symposium. In Cornwall, Connecticut, coming up on Saturday, 9 o'clock, Cornwall Association monthly meeting at the Union, 5 to 7, the art opening at the library, and at 7 p.m., the community contra dance at Town Hall. The Regional District Planning Committee, BH RSD and SBRSD on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the offices of the Berkshire Hills Regional School District in Stockbridge. West Side Story Broadway Revival is set to open, a new film by Steven Spielberg. Four Saturdays in March, the Kent Memorial Library will offer an intensive study of The Jets and the Sharks, Maria and Tony, the music and lyrics of Leonard Bernstein, and Stephen Sondheim and choreography of Jerome Robbins. The sessions will be held March 7th, 14th, 21st, 28th, 2:30 at Kent Town Hall. To register, kentmemoriallibrary.org/event-registration. 12 Moons Coffee House on Saturday from 7 till 10 p.m., George Potts with Gordon Titcomb at the Center on Main in Falls Village. Donations keep the music playing. All are welcome to attend. On Sunday, the Sharon Ambulance Pancake Breakfast is held beginning at 7 o'clock at the Firehouse in Sharon. It's a full buffet breakfast. You're invited to join in the laughter and chatting with familiar faces. It runs till 10:30. Benefit brunch continues at the Interlaken on Sunday for Habitat for Humanity. That runs 11 until 1. Next at the Hotchkiss Library of Sharon's Sunday at 4 program, The Ballot and the Big Apple will look at how New York City helped shape the long battle for women's suffrage. The talk will be led by historian Lauren Santangelo on Sunday, March 8th at 4 p.m. More information, hotchkisslibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.